Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, December 26th. As Colorado charities ramp up their end-of-the-year fundraising efforts, the Secretary of State's office is reminding donors to watch out for scams. Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
There are almost 16,000 charities registered in the state. That's why there's a website that donors can check to see if the organization they give to exists. It's called checkthecharity.com. Chris Cash manages the registration program. He says donors should be especially careful about causes they find on social media.
A lot of those charities haven't been vetted by anyone in particular, and sometimes it's just well-meaning individuals deciding to raise them. Money on behalf of a charity. It's just something to keep in mind.
Cash says donors should always request the name and registration number of the charity. If someone offers to send a courier to pick up a check, he says that's usually a sign of a scam. I'm Scott Franz.
Colorado's suicide rate has increased by 34% in the last 20 years. Health officials say that the holiday season causes mental health concerns for many around the state. Eric Galatis has more from the Colorado News Connection.
While many people look forward to holiday festivities with friends and family, for others this time of year can intensify stress, sadness, and depression. Some people have increased anxiety due to travel obligations or the expenses of gift giving. Others neglect self-care, trying to make the holiday special for family or loved ones. Dennis Gillen, who lost two brothers to suicide, says each person needs coping mechanisms to help maintain their holiday equilibrium.
Let's get comfortable talking about mental health so we don't have this increase. And then two, if you've been down this road, take care of yourself. Self-care is not selfish.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, suicide now is the 10th leading cause of death nationwide and the second leading cause for people ages 15 to 34. Since 1999, Colorado's suicide rate has increased by 34%. Sociology professor Matt Ray has studied why rising suicide rates are higher in the U.S. He says people thrive on strong friendships and family relationships, and too much solitude at any time of year can bring on feelings of despair.
Social isolation. And I'm not talking here about loneliness, although loneliness can be a factor in suicide, but more about geographic and social disconnectedness.
Mental health experts say that for people who struggle during the holidays, this is not the time to cancel therapy sessions. To reach the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, call 1-800-273-TALK. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
4 years ago, a large amount of water flowed through the Colorado River Delta in Mexico after being dry for decades. And as Luke Runyon reports, a new study says it's had a lasting effect.
In addition to briefly connecting the river to the ocean, the release, known as the pulse flow, also let some life return to the delta. The University of Arizona's Carl Flessa led the research effort. He was surprised how it contributed to renewed efforts within Mexican communities to restore the delta to what it once was.
The other surprise, I'll say, is how fast the vegetation down there can grow once it gets the right amount of water at the right time and in the right place.
Fless's team documented rapid growth in cottonwood trees and counted a high number of birds in active restoration sites. Since construction of large dams in the 1960s, little water from the Colorado River has flowed through its historic channel, past the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Luke Runyon.
For many eligible Coloradans, health insurance purchased through connectforhealthcolorado.org costs less than some cell phone plans. Eric Galatis has the story.
Colorado's community health centers are pressing forward with efforts to get more residents covered under the Affordable Care Act, despite a recent Texas court ruling that the ACA was unconstitutional. The federal court's decision is expected to be appealed, and Joseph Rivera with Valleywide Health System says the ruling doesn't change anything for 2019 coverage. He adds there's still time to enroll before the state's January 15th deadline.
Don't assume you won't qualify for assistance to help pay for the cost of care or that it's too expensive. You can go to Connect for Health Colorado website and search for a location to receive face-to-face assistance in your area.
Colorado's deadline comes a month later than the federal marketplace. Early indications show enrollment at the national level declined by at least 4% from the previous year. The Trump administration said it cut the advertising budget for ACA enrollment by 90% to avoid wasteful spending. Jenny Rodriguez with the Mountain Family Health Center says her team has prioritized its outreach to rural areas where many people aren't aware that financial assistance is available. She says for many Coloradans, coverage can cost less than some cell phone plans.
We've had a lot of radio, commercials, social media, newspapers. We went around and gave presentations to our community partners. We also canvassed our cities and other small towns, posting flyers, leaving brochures.
Rivera says health insurance is a complex business decision for many families, and it helps to have access to people who can break down how technical terminology impacts their pocketbooks.
What a deductible is, a co-insurance, a maximum out-of-pocket. Many don't deal with those terms on a daily basis, and so our role is to help people to understand those things.
Rivera says many families learn about coverage options by word of mouth, and he encourages Coloradans to help spread the news about the upcoming January 15th deadline and the assistance available at health centers and online at connectforhealthcolorado.org. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today in news from Montrose, by unanimous vote, Montrose city councilors have appointed 17 members of the community to serve on the new Public Safety Citizen Advisory Committee to study law enforcement operations in Montrose. According to a press release, the City Council received and reviewed 20 applications in total. Earlier this year, the Council agreed that the committee should have between 12 and 18 members and would begin working next year to identify the critical needs of the Montrose Police Department. The voluntary board will study police department operations and determine if the department's needs can be addressed within the city's general fund or if new revenue sources are needed. Earlier this year, a group of concerned citizens representing Montrose Regional Crime Stoppers brought data to the council that they believe supports their conclusion that public services in the city are greatly understaffed and underfunded. The committee will provide written recommendations to the council and will deliver their findings at work sessions and regular city council meetings. Any recommendations will be approved by majority vote of the committee board before being presented to the council. The committee will be subject to open meetings laws and will be required to publicly notice their meetings and hold them in a public setting. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, December 26th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.